Hello, darling, me again. No pleasantries. This isn't that type of phone call. This is the type of call I expect you to listen, not talk unless I explicitly say otherwise. Do you understand me? Boy, I will take your silence as a yes. Now, I expect you to confirm three things for me, but only when I've listed all three. The first is that you're sat in a quiet coach, where the surrounding noise is low. I don't want to have to repeat myself after all. The second is that you're definitely connected to the train's Wi-Fi and have solid connection. Because I can assure you, if this call loses connection at any time, for any reason, you will be punished. And lastly, I want you to confirm that you're wearing headphones. My words are for you, and only you. Now, answer me, fucktoy. Yes? Yes, who? Go on. You can do this. Repeat after me. Yes, mistress. Oh, there now, that wasn't hard, was it? Saying two tiny words in public wasn't hard. It doesn't matter who heard you. It doesn't matter that any women who heard you are now smirking and laughing at you. It doesn't matter that they're now also humiliating you amongst themselves. No, it just doesn't matter how humiliating it can be for you to call me mistress when anybody else can hear you. It's just two words, honey. It's not that hard at all. Unlike you, you're hard. You're hard because the humiliation and lack of control excites you. Doesn't it, fucktoy? Puppet? Oh yes. Such a mindless, powerless, helpless fucking pervert. You're so excited when I'm mean to you. Yes, you are. Oh, poor baby. Squirming around in your seat while your hard cock twitches uncomfortably against your trousers. So needy. Oh, you live and breathe so I can be cruel to you. It gives meaning to your existence, doesn't it? You go out to work, you work hard, then you give me what you earn. The perfect arrangement. Speaking of which, do you want to know what I bought today with your money? My pitiful little slave? Yes, I know you do. Yes, that's exactly what you think it is. And I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing. I'm torturing you by pleasuring me. And all you can do is sit there and listen. Oh, fuck, what beautiful agony for you. Sit there and listen while I play with my hot, wet pussy. Fuck. You see, this is what happens when you go away and leave me for 3 fucking days. I don't care if it was for a work trip and you had to go. You know my rules, fucktoy. We're to spend every night for the rest of our lives in bed together. No exceptions. And when you break those rules, you get punished. And considering you've spent 3 nights away with work, 3 fucking nights, you ought to be punished severely. Fuck. I've spent the last 2 hours preparing for you to get home, having the room just how I want it, dressing in something new, something sexy, something powerful, something I know you're desperate to see, to feel, to smell, to just breathe in. I've also been getting all my tools ready. The tools for your pain, my pleasure, ready for when you come through that front door. Yet still, here I am, waiting. Waiting while your cock twitches painfully. I bet you're fucking leaking now, aren't you? Sat leaking in public on the train. I wonder if those smirking, laughing women will see how dirty you are, hard and leaking on the train. So needy, bad, bad boy. Oh, fuck. So when you do finally get home, I'm going to use you. But you will not come. I'm going to edge you. But you will not come. I'm going to whip you, ride you, own you, but you will not come. You know the rules, baby. You only get release when I allow it, when you have my permission. But me, I get release whenever I want it, and I want it now. This feels so good on my clit. I'm so close, baby. So close to my first of many, many orgasms tonight. I'm gonna take them from you because I own you, my slave, my puppet. My pet, my fuck toy, you are mine. Oh, fuck, that felt good. Such a shame you went here to join in, huh? But you got the next best thing, right? You got to hear it. Such beautiful torment for your tiny mind. So now, baby, tell me, are you looking forward to seeing your wife, your owner, your mistress tonight? Answer me. Say yes, mistress. Good boy. Now, by my reckoning, including the driving when you get off the train, you'll be 30 minutes from home. And because I'm feeling generous, I'm going to set my timer for 31 minutes. All I'm going to say is you'd better not be late. Who knows how long it'll be before you get permission to come again? If you do. Bye-bye, baby. Your time starts now.